Hello, you guys, and thank you so much for tuning in to Behold His Hands. I'm your host, April Floyd. I hope that your day has been filled with joy. I hope that your day has been filled with love. I hope that your day has been filled with peace that passes all understanding. And if not, keep holding on. Your change is on the way. Today, doing something a little different. No commercial or anything like that on today. But I really wanted to encourage you guys to get into a place of welling. I wasn't going to do a podcast today, but I just was pressed in my spirit because I'm still full as well. So I hope that you guys understand and I hope you guys hear me. Of course, there are people who are going through some things, whether it's being, you know, your home life, whether it's with your spouse or your children, your finances, your job or job unemployment, or dealing with sickness in your body, whether it's your mind going to and fro and there's no restlessness there, there's no rest, you're just restless, whether you're popping pills back to back to back to suppress the pain that's in your mind, whether you don't have the best car, whether you don't have the best house or the best car or whatever the struggle may be, whether you're fighting in a relationship where you want to be with somebody and you feel like the person that you want to be with is not showing you the same, or whether the opposite, whether somebody is wanting to be with you but they're fighting against the will of the relationship, whatever the case may be. But I want you guys to understand that nobody can do you like Jesus. Out of everything that I have labeled, I can keep going, whether you're dealing with suicidal thoughts and you feel like you're not worthy, your life is not worthy to keep going, or whether you're dealing with depression or anxiety. It seems like anxiety has been a big piece that has struck the body of Christ. And what you're doing is you're masking it. You've learned how to be subtle with it. You've learned how to be comfortable with what's going on in your life. So when people ask you how you're doing, you know, you're smiling, "Oh, I'm fine." But you're hurting inside. Even the one that's committing adultery, and you know that that spouse is married to another, and you keep finding yourself in the bedroom with your shirt off, your skirt up, your pants down, and you finding your place in an unsettled situation, whatever the case may be. No matter how low you go in life, remember that there's still nobody that can do you like Jesus. Even in this season, you finding yourself having to be cognizant of the people you're hanging around with, whether it's in your atmosphere or whether it's somebody that you have grown up to know for years and years and years, and then all of a sudden it seemed like there's a switch. Still remember that nobody can do you like Jesus. Find yourself in a welling. Sometimes, we're so strong and we try to hold everything together. And we feel like, I gotta hold up this wall because if I let this wall down, it's gonna fall. And physically, yes, the walls possibly could fall. But when the Lord is on your side, spiritually, when the Lord is on your side, who can stand against you? My pastor preached today, and if you guys don't have a church home or if you are fresh Antioch, I love you guys. And if you're not and you miss church on today because your church might not be in full service, I would recommend you guys to go on to Facebook and look up First Antioch Interdenominational and just watch today's service. Because, she even referenced David and how, David went through full of trouble. He had trouble on every side. But the scripture that she came from today was 2 Samuel. And if you want to write this down, in your own timing, but 2 Samuel, chapter 22, verse 21. And not preaching behind her, but it just really, really connected with me today. And I wanted to share this with you guys. It said, "The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, hath he recompensed me." You guys, my just encouragement to you is God is going to reward you. He's going to reward you, but you got to stay faithful to him. You got to stay faithful. Do you not know that there are times where I doubt myself of this podcast, or I doubt myself in things that I truly believe God has placed in my hands to do? Of course I do. And I have struggled for years with the spirit of fear and doubt. But I also know his word that he did not give us the spirit of fear, but of peace, love, and a sound mind. So I have carried that scripture with me for years. And now I am in a season where I said I'm going to do it. Because I know that he is a rewarder to them who diligently seek him. You guys, I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who's facing what. I don't talk to people all the time about their problems or anything like that. But regardless of what it is, regardless of what it may be, find yourself in a wailing with him because he is a rewarder. Even in this season, I was talking to my sisters, and there's some things that I'm desiring for the Lord in this season. And I sent them a text. I said, God is still, doing great things in 2020. And I know it looks crazy and I know it looks chaotic and I know that sometimes we don't feel good inside, but God is still doing great things. He's still doing great things. And I don't want you guys to get tripped up on what you see. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So regardless of what you may see, regardless of what it may look like, look again. Look again. I'm not gonna, of course, be before you long. This is just really just a power moment, just to empower you that you are still worthy. You know, he's going to restore back the joy. Everything that the cankerworm and the palmerworm and the locust have stripped from you, you're going to get it back. Today, I was reminded that I'm going to get it back. And that's how the word should be. It should be a domino effect. When I get it, I should be able to share it. Now, when you get it, you should be able to tell somebody, hey, you're going to get it back. You're going to get back everything that the enemy stole from you. In this season, in the beginning of the year, you're going to get it back. Trust God in this. Hold on to this. If you don't know anything else, he's going to restore back everything. Everything. He loves you more than you know. More than you know. Keep holding on. Keep trusting. Keep believing that God is going to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. You still got to do the work. You can't live any kind of way in this season. You can't be living a hellish life and thinking God is going to reward you. You got to be still and know that he is God. You got to be still. You got to be still. Quit complaining and start wailing before the Lord. Quit being on the defense and start wailing before the Lord. Quit jumping on every wind and wave. Get into the presence of the Lord. Get into your word. How are you going to pray if you don't know the scriptures? How is he going to move anything? He said, I move mountains. Faith as a mustard seed. You got to know the word of God. Get into a place. I don't care if you're jogging right now. I don't care if you're in your car right now. You know, of course, keep your eyes on the road, but I don't care where you are at. If you are listening to me, tell God right now to fill you up again. Fill you up again. Fill up that empty place, Lord. Fill up that dry place, Lord. Fill up that lonely place, Lord. For in him is the fullness of joy. I do apologize again if I sound unclear, but I just had to get this out. I love you with the love of the Lord. Be encouraged and continue to run on to see what the end is going to be. Because greater is he. Greater is he. He's in you. He's in you. Say, Lord, dwell in me. Dwell. Dwell, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you know somebody that is struggling in an area, share this with somebody. Please share this with somebody because we have to get the word out. Any means necessary. Share the word. Don't keep it for yourself. Share the word. If you know somebody is in a dry place, in a dry season, share this word with somebody. I love you guys. And so right here, I'm going to pray. I pray for wisdom. I pray for understanding. Because in this next quarter, in this next season, you need a push. That's what you need, a push. And in your pushing season, you will come out victorious. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, your word alone, you said that I watch over it to perform it. God, you even said, God, where there's two or three that's gathered in my name, that I'm in the midst. And God, whoever's on the other end of this recording, God, I pray, God, that you bless them right now, God. Meet them where they are right now, God. Give them a second wind right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, use them, use us, use the body of Christ, God, for your glory. God, that your name alone will be worthy to be praised, that your word alone, God, your name alone shall get the glory out of our lives. When people look at us, they shall say, who is this God that you serve? God, allow us, God, to be like no other. But God, call us out, God. Come out from among them. Lord, wherever we have fallen short in this season, wherever we have fallen, God, just shadowing what you have said, God, we ask you to forgive us. Search our hearts. Remove any dark, ill, nasty, filthy will out of our hearts and out of our minds. He said, I'll keep your mind in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. God, keep us right now in the name of Jesus, like never before. Do it again, God. Do it again. Lord, we will forever give your name the praise, honor, and glory. Go with us. Protect us in our vehicles. God, protect us, God, in our homes. Protect us as we go to and from stores. God, to and from ATM machines. God, to and from. God, watch over your people. God, cover us in the name of Jesus. Allow us to walk out this thing that you call grace. God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Do it again. Lord, we love you. We love you so much. Lord, we love you so much because you first loved us. You first loved us. For you sent your son Jesus to come and save a filthy, wretched person by the name of April. Yes, God, thank you for saving me. Thank you for filling me up again. God, I thank you for the Holy Ghost. Lord, I love you so much. Have your way, God, even in this season, to the person that's faithfully listening. God, who's faithfully listening. God, I ask you right now that you bless them, keep them, even the new people that comes and listen to this podcast on today, bless them and keep them, mold them and shape them in who you desire them to be. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We honor you. And it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You guys, I love you with the love of the Lord. And until next time, God's willing, have an awesome week.